Magandang gabi, bayan. Kayo'y nakikinig sa Nutty Bites.
Hello, Mixed Nutcases. This is Nuke Joss, and today we've got an episode for you that is actually from a fellow Mixed Nutcase. So a former Big Daddy Patreon supporter, Dave, he is starting his own podcast called the Not So Legendary Nerd Podcast. And so we got together with Dave in his studio and we asked him all about his podcast, and we thought we'd throw it on the feed for all of you to get an idea of what this podcast is about and what you might hear. Spoiler alert, I don't think it'll be much of a surprise to find out that Tech and I will probably be guests on this podcast. So it should be a lot of fun, and I hope that you enjoy this.
What up, Internet? This is the Not So Legendary Nerd Podcast. I am your host. This will be episode one, and we're throwing it up. It's going to be a little bit different. I have two guests for the first episode. To my left, I have...
Hi, this is Nuke Jess.
Hi, I'm Tech, and apparently I'm different.
No, you're not different from normal. You're different from Dave.
Oh, okay. Hi, Dave.
Yeah, and we're kind of hijacking the first episode just to be fun.
Because I have guns, and I've done
No, it's not guns. No, these guns, I'm pointing to my bicep.
They can't see that.
They can't see that, podcast. No. So this episode is also going to go on the Nutty Bites feed, because I really want to make sure that all of my listeners get to hear about the not-so-legendary nerd podcast as it starts. So I'm really excited about your new show.
We get in on the ground floor.
Yeah, we get in on the ground floor. So, for our buy-in.
If this is successful, remember the little people that helped you.
Yeah, we get 10% of all your nerd cookies.
Right. And if this goes down in horrible flames,
I had nothing to do with it.
I'm not responsible.
Hey, this is on the internet. It's never going away. You will always be responsible.
Well, so, he's got me there, folks.
So, I want to start out, and I want to ask you. So you're going as Dave on your podcast,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, going as Dave. Again, the photo is a rendition of me as a Wookiee holding a lightsaber.
Done as pop art?
Yeah, of the pop art. So if someone calls me the Jedi Wookiee, that it's kind of referencing that photo, but...
You have many names. Dave, Big D, Dizzle, Jedi Wookiee.
Yeah,
it's a man.
Big country. Big country, yeah. There's been... AKA laundry list of different names, but just to keep it simple, we go as Dave.
AKA HR Paper Stacks, AKA Horse Choker.
So, for us to do this buy-in so that we can get our 10% of nerd cookies, give the Mixed Nut Cases your elevator pitch for your podcast.
So, in the time it takes an elevator to go from the first to the second floor, sell me on the idea of why I should listen to your podcast.
You should listen to the podcast because if you like nerd things, we will talk about nerd things and all things that are nerd.
See, I would have gone with, because you're in episode one, so keep listening. Oh, yeah.
So I want to know, what is your definition of geek? And normally I use the word geek, but since this is the Not So Legendary Nerd Podcast, what's your definition of a nerd?
Well, like, if you look back, like, in society and things like that, when people are like, oh, there's a nerd, there's that stereotypical pocket protector, glasses, you know, sitting in front of a computer. But the way that geek and nerd fandom has grown in the past 10 years, you could be a hockey nerd, you can be a car nerd, you could just be a nerd about anything. So... And that's what I'm trying, that's what I want to harness in with the show, is that we can talk about anything that comes up, because nerds are, when it comes down to it, they're passionate. So we could sit there and talk about cars, we could talk about martial arts. Again, there's things that, in the world that I live in, I cover. Again, you can look around my the studio, apartment studio,
The studio apartment studio. I like that.
Yeah, it for the listeners, I'm going to paint you a picture. It looks like a booth in the dealer's room of a con, or at least a corner of the dealer's room of a con. We've got lightsabers displayed. You've got art from conventions. You've got autographed pictures of both actors and anime characters with signatures from the voice actors.
And
comic books. Yeah, and cosplayers and comic books. So yeah, like, I feel like I'm sitting in a dealer's room recording a podcast. It's kind of cool.
The studio apartment studio.
And there is a suitcase of wonderful aluminum. Don't worry, we're not going to bounce it.
So yeah, that to me, like, again, nerd, it's just there's no stereotype for nerds anymore.
Yeah.
That's where I kind of sum it up.
I've always said that, you know, nerds are people who are unashamed about their passions.
Exactly.
And you can be a nerd about cooking or cars or knitting or painting or, you know, historical Slovakian art or heavy metal or whatever. It doesn't matter. You can be a nerd about or a geek about anything.
I am a big fan of Slovakian art.
Aren't we all?
Yeah.
Aren't we all?
So, why start a podcast? What made you want to podcast?
For the last about 2 years, I've been fumbling around with the idea of creating content. And there's friends are going to have on the like as guests on the shows. We've talked about it. Like, oh, it'd be cool to do this, cool to do that. I actually first started looking into Twitch streaming because I'm big into video games. So I'm like, I'm already putting X amount of time into video games, but it didn't feel... I don't want to say it didn't feel right, but it just didn't... I didn't like that vibe.
It didn't feel comfortable for you.
Well, yeah, because...
No, because I tried it too, and it's weird.
Yeah.
When I watch the Twitch streamers, like that, and there are some big streamers that I watch, they make it look so comfortable and so natural to be having these conversations while you're gaming, but it's weird.
Yeah. And you were lucky in the sense that you actually had people tuning in because you already have quite a few friends that were like, oh yeah, I want to see Tech Game.
Yeah, I had about 24 people who came in and watched me, and some of them were very close friends. Hi, Shane.
Hi, Shane.
And a couple of
and
others.
John Walker.
Oh yeah, and John Walker and a bunch of others who were there to support me while I was, I think I was streaming, No Man's Sky.
No Man's Sky, yeah.
Okay. That could be painful.
Yeah, it was.
I played No Man's Sky, and that was painful.
I'm playing it again.
Yeah.
And there again, but that's a topic for another episode.
Yeah. So, like, again, one of my good buddies that lives in another town next to where we are at, like, he's into the Twitch streaming. One of the guys that I raid with on Destiny 2, he's trying to become a Twitch partner. So, like, I was in that realm and I could see it. It just didn't fit right.
Yeah.
So, again, for the last couple of years, we've thrown the idea out about starting a podcast. Oh, we can do start a podcast. But there was a lot of, I don't want to say naysayers, but they were saying, well, what are you going to talk about? Like, whatever you're going to talk about, you got to know your stuff.
yeah.
So it was like things like that. And then I'm like, okay. So again, at the time, you guys are still living out east.
Yeah.
So it wasn't something that I'm like, okay, whatever. And like, okay, I'll have another beer and then tomorrow forget about it. But in the last, I say, 8 to 10 months, I just got consuming content, specifically podcasts. And like, one of the biggest podcasts out there right now, if you look on iTunes, is Joe Rogan's podcast.
Yep.
Right? It's always at the top of the charts.
Yeah.
So, of course, when I start digging through, go to the top of the charts, see what they're doing. Joe has a guy sitting beside him doing his control board, but is pulling stuff up that he doesn't know.
Mm-hmm.
So once I saw that, I'm like, I don't know. I have to know anything.
No, Joe, yeah. And I, the Joe Rogan Experience, I don't listen to the podcast, but I watch he puts a stream out on YouTube. Yeah. And he does highlights and excerpts, and I watch some of those. He's done a whole series on exposing fake martial artists.
Yeah.
That I find really funny to watch. But a lot of the topics that he talks about, he's uninformed about. And he's just talking about them because they're in the news. And, yeah, you're absolutely right. You don't have to know any. There is no bar to jump to get into podcasting.
Yeah. I think that's kind of the appeal.
Yeah.
Because people don't want to hear a know-it-all. I mean, on the one hand, okay, so like in the beginning of podcasting, and it's still going on, but there was this show called This Week in Tech, and you've got Leo Laporte and John Dvorak. These guys knew everything about technology. And it was a very interesting show, and I really did enjoy it. But after a point, you're like, all right, know-it-alls. I'm not relating to you. And the podcasts that I enjoy are the podcasts that I relate to the people, that I feel like I'm sitting with my friends talking about something, even though I'm not part of the conversation, I'm just listening, although I do talk back to my iPod every now and then. But there's something about the idea of somebody that doesn't know everything that is much more enjoyable to listen to.
Yeah, and so once I kind of got over that hurdle that I don't need to, whatever my source material is, I don't need it memorized. It was just, I'm just going to do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And here you are.
Yeah.
Here
you are. Exactly. Like I went out, I reached out to YouTube, picked your brains. Again, I bought my gear like 4 or 5 months in advance of, July, so back mm-hmm. in like March, February, March, and played around with it, and I'm just gonna do it.
Yeah.
And again, I think that's, and it really comes back. When I lay at night and ponder about my wildest dreams, it's that hump of being a consumer of content, and then turning that into being a creator of content, because the months leading up to the start of the podcast, I was pumped. I was excited. And then it's like, okay, we're going to do episode one. I was pumped. And then I was like, oh no, the water's coming up. I'm drowning. The room's closing in. So I'm glad we're here now. We're doing it.
Yeah.
But again, it's that I want to create content. If I can have one person reach out and say, hey, I didn't think of something that way, or like you just taught me something I didn't know about, you know what, I'll count that as a win, because it's the conversation is what I'm reaching out for.
Well, and I'll tell you, as a podcaster that has been going for what, 6 years? No, 7 years now? 7 years. Yeah, because 2011 is when we started, and it's 2018. One of the things that I absolutely love is when somebody goes, you were wrong. And people think like, but people think like, podcasters don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear that they were wrong. But a lot of times it opens up a conversation. There's a big difference between, yeah, but what about this? And, well, actually,
and that's the word I hate the most in the podcasting world now, is I will speak something which is my opinion, and then you hear back, actually.
Yeah.
Maintain low tones and know your role. And
but most often it's like, you know, we'll have people that, you know, we did a whole episode on Alien Covenant, and somebody will come back, they're like, what, you like that? Really?
Yeah.
And that's totally fine. Yeah, you were there.
Now, I will say that overall,
yeah,
like 99.9% of the audience that we have interacted with has been positive.
Yeah, yeah.
And the most negative I've ever gotten was from a dear friend of mine and a former friend of mine. I wrote an essay on the blog.
Oh, this was on a blog post, yeah.
Yeah, I wrote a blog post about the physics behind Superman's powers and why some of them were wrong.
Yeah.
And I got annihilated. The idea that I understood Superman's powers wrong, and I didn't know the physics. And I believed one person described my writing as meh.
Well, Superman is a comic book character. And then there's...
How dare you?
And then in the even the world of astrophysics, there's physical law.
Right. But the fact that I understood the laws but misinterpreted one of his powers means... I think he said... the quote was something along the lines of... if you're writing it to be funny, if you're writing it to be serious, it's not good. And if you're writing it to be funny, it's meh.
Yeah. But most of the time we get positive, constructive feedback. I will tell you, so when I started my podcast, I put out an episode zero, much like you did. And I think the favorite thing that happened to me was I got an email that was paragraphs long, itemized with everything I was doing wrong by Nobilis. And everyone, you know...
Hi, Nobilis.
Hi, Nobilis. People will often say, oh my gosh, that's horrible. But that was the best thing ever because he told me everything I had done wrong. Now, I had been contributing to podcasts and I had been teaching podcasting already. But there are just little things that you might miss out on until you actually, you know, hit the record button and put something out there. And there were just like little things. And you've noticed that yourself. Like we realized that there was a hiss in the background of your episode zero. And we went through it and we figured out what it was. It's you did one step after when you were supposed to do it. Yeah, you did it backwards. You did your processing and then you did your level adjustment instead of doing your level adjustment and then your processing. And that's like, that's the best thing that can happen is you get that episode zero out there. You get a laundry list of, okay, this is what you need to fix. And it's been fantastic since then. And I just feel like I just improve and improve. But yeah, most of the time, I mean, so, even if it's you're wrong, it's awesome.
I know this is going to go well for you, Dave.
Yeah.
And the one thing I will say, the one of the memories that I have is the coolest thing in the world will be the first time someone comes up to you that knows you and you have never met them.
Yes.
Yeah, that's...
And all of a sudden they start cracking off insider jokes and they know stuff about you that they have no right knowing because they've been listening to you for a long time and all they want is a photo.
Yeah. That's really
and that
great.
Is, and the first time that that happened to me where people are coming up to me in costume and they know who I am,
yeah.
And I have no bloody clue who they are.
Well, there's that one guy at Balticon. I didn't do a Nutty Bites Live this year, so I didn't see him. But he used to come to Balticon and I would give out swag. I would give out gifts and prizes. And
yeah.
2 years in a row, he won something. And he's like, no, I don't need the prize. I'm a fan. Okay, but who are you?
Yeah, he never comments. He never contributes.
He's
not on the Facebook. But yeah, he shows up to the live show, and twice he's entered like the trivia contest. Twice he's won, and twice he's refused the prize. So if you're listening again,
yeah, we love you.
We love you.
We and really do.
Next time, take your prize,
or get a better prize if you didn't like it.
Listening.
Don't stop listening. But yeah, no, it's really wild. And so getting feedback from listeners, I think it's like gold. And most listeners will not give you feedback. They say that you get 10% feedback of your audience. So, you know, you take the people that give you feedback and you multiply that by 10. And that should give you an idea of your numbers. I know in our podcast, it's not 10%. We have more than 10% of people that respond to us. But I think one of my favorite things is when somebody starts responding to something that's old. I remember one Balticon, I'm driving down to Balticon and Michael Spence is just sending me Twitter messages because he's going through the last 2 years of the podcast and just giving me feedback on each episode. And I was
the backlog.
Yeah, I was getting high from that feedback. I was like, this is amazing. So if you start getting that's going to give you like a little high.
Yeah. And that's one thing I thought about too, is like, okay, if I'm going to start putting stuff out on the internet, there's going to be the haters, there's going to be the trolls. Mm-hmm. So for them, thanks for coming by.
That's just more love.
And thanks for the clicks, jerks.
Yeah. But that was kind of the main reason why I made the social media accounts. Mm-hmm. So I got the Facebook fan page. I got a Twitter account. So
what are those?
They, if you just type in at NSLegendNP, you will find them both on Twitter and Facebook.
So that's the initials of this podcast, which is the Not So Legendary Podcast. Just drop the
Not So Legendary Nerd.
Sorry, Not So Legendary Nerd Podcast. See, so spell it out in your head and then just use the first initials. So that's your Twitter name.
Yeah. So, and that's, and like I said, if even if I'm flapping my gums off about something and I miss the mark, I want that conversation.
Yeah.
If people, that's the sole reason why I have a social media.
So stuff. Let's start you off. Before we get to
the 9/11 was inside your off.
let's build up some opinions.
Are you saying that the Earth is flat?
Okay. Terminator or aliens?
Oh, that's a hard one.
Are you talking about the whole franchise of both?
Who would win in a fight?
Oh,
an army of Terminators or the Alien Queen with a nest who's now making attackers?
Alien Queen.
Yeah.
Just bleed on them.
Well,
Wonder Woman versus Storm.
Wonder Woman.
Yes.
Superman versus the Hulk.
Hulk.
Boba Fett, hero or chump?
If you look at the old books that Lucasfilms, aka Disney, have discredited with once they took
over. The expanded universe, yes.
Yeah, the expanded universe. Boba Fett's a damn hero. He's a bad
donkey.
Looking at the movies, he can do better.
Went out like a chump.
Yeah, after the Clone Wars, the Mandalorian jetpacks went to crap.
So do you got more, like, definitive nerd stances? Oh, favorite captain.
Favorite Star Trek captain?
Picard.
Ooh. All right. Hey, we're not judging.
Jean-Luc's a bad
donkey.
I don't care.
I may need to anonymously flame your Facebook. someone on one of the listeners may anonymously flame your Facebook account.
Umbatu Migiti will flame the Facebook account.
Why is it at Skinny Umbaku? Who is at Skinny Umbaku?
You're not a vegetarian.
No.
Any others?
Just look at me, Zach. Star Wars over Star Trek.
No.
If I had to choose between the Wars and the Trek, I like them both.
Mm-hmm. You gonna pick the Star Wars?
I pick the Wars.
I pick the Star Trek.
Pick the Trek. We're Trekkies.
Because
that's how we met.
Because I will explain it to you in the immortal words of
Philip J. Fry.
I like Star Wars. I really do. It's a wonderful fantasy. But Star Trek, those times in my life where I didn't feel like I had any friends, I watched Star Trek and I felt like I did.
Yep.
72 episodes, about 30 good ones, about no matter who you are, you could be Asian, you could be Russian, you could be white, black, or even a woman.
He's still quoting.
That's a joke. Even a woman, and you can be included in something bigger than you. That's why I like Trek. But hey, come on, internet trolls, let's go.
And oh, honestly, crap. this is how we met. We met through Star Trek, and I will fight anyone to the day. I'm like, my personal choice is always going to be Star Trek, because to me, Star Trek saved my life. I love Star Wars. That does not change my love. It's funny. I have more Star Wars like T-shirts and merch than I do. More apparel that is Star Wars than I do Trek. But I definitely am much more of a Trekkie.
Okay, who would win in a fight? The girls from Ruby or the cast of My Little Pony: Friendship Is Magic?
Ruby. Sorry.
Can we watch that?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Ruby MLP crossover would be insane. Ruby Friendship Is Magic. I have all sorts of thoughts going on already.
I don't make me choose. But you got Ruby. They're awesome.
Yeah.
But it's the main six. M-A-N-E six.
the main. Oh, God, don't. No.
That's how they spell it, man. That's how you do it. If you look behind
look,
you.
Look, every pony knows.
There's Pinky, the soldier Pinkie Pie with her party cannon. And if you look at the bottom, there's the Tales of Equestria friend role-playing RPG tabletop game.
Dude, we have to play that.
Oh.
We have to play that and podcast that.
That is something in the future podcast.
You're going to do that as a Let's Play?
Yes, that would be there awesome.
There will be an episode.
I need to make a fiasco. An Equestria fiasco. And we need to play that. That would be awesome. Okay.
Every pony knows that that would be great.
That would be, yeah. So what do you want from this podcast? What do you want to get from creating a podcast?
Here comes the money.
No, there's no money in podcasting unless you're a sellout and you put 3 to 6 commercial breaks in your podcast.
In your 1 hour podcast.
In your 1.5 hour podcast, and each of those breaks is a minute and a half to 3 minutes long, and you make people pay for your content that's more than 6 episodes old. Yes, I'm coming for you, Paul Shearer and Jason Manzoukas.
What's the name? What podcast group do they belong to?
Oh, well, they're in Earwolf. So that's why
we're looking at you, Earwolf.
Yeah, Earwolf, total sellouts.
So, I think your own question hit a mark.
Yeah. So, what do you want from this podcast?
Not that. really, it feels like a cop out, but I really don't know. I want this to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of how fast it grows, like it's not like I want like 100 subscribers by the end of the year. No, like as long as that there's a community and it's growing by one person a year, great.
You want people to listen.
I just want people to listen. Again, it's the conversation.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You want to start a conversation.
So, like I've done that like with when I'm doing stuff on like PlayStation when I was big in the World of Warcraft. We had the guilds. We would just sit
the
there.
The fishermen.
Yeah, the fishermen.
It's a great guild name.
It was a horrible guild.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like the name, though.
Tuesday night fishing parties. We're going to catch the 21-pound red snapper. So.
And we all had fish equipped in the offhand.
Yeah, an offhand weapon was fish.
Was a fish. And the funny thing is we were all undead. So it was a bunch of skeletons walking around in fisherman hats with a fish in their left hand.
Yeah, many screenshots were had. But it's... I want it to be just like a document at work that is a living document that gets updated and it just grows. I want that for the podcast. As long as it's there, it's going, and... Again, as long as I'm having fun with it.
All right, welcome to episode 239. If everyone remembers last episode, I said Boba Fett sucked. Let's look him up. Yep, he still sucks. And move on.
So, my next thing is, what stupid things do you have planned for this podcast?
Well, got to talk about my ponies.
Well, we already started on that.
Yeah. For the beginning... it's probably going to be like a monologue and round table discussions. I like to hit a point where I can actually interview some guests, but I know I'm going to walk before I can run with stuff, especially with having the episode now on 2 different SD cards. I'm going to test my rookie editing skills. I have ideas down the road. That'd be kind of neat to do, but it's kind of, I'm going to see if I can get to that certain point first.
So, tell us some of those ideas.
Well.
This isn't a promise that it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Just give us an idea.
There's.
The all nude episode, I think, will be especially.
We're all nude right now.
We're all nude right now. Yeah. Helicopter, helicopter, helicopter.
Dude, it's July in a city.
So. Some of the things I want to talk about just in episodes are board games. Some things that I would like to venture down the road, maybe doing some, like the Let's Plays.
Mm-hmm.
Get it up on Twitch, set up some cameras. Again, between myself and everyone I know, we won't run out of content on board games. But that can reach out to like the tabletop wargaming, things like that. This is a crazy idea, is that I can hit a point where I can have a Patreon-esque system, but the majority of the proceeds would go to like a charity of some variety.
Nice.
That'd be cool. Is something that popped to my head. I'm like, that'd be awesome. I'm going to log into Patreon. I'm like, pump the brakes, Dave.
Yep.
You haven't even turned on the mic yet. So if I can get to a point where that is a thing, that'd be pretty cool.
Well, I and I'm just spitballing here for you. One of the ideas could be something along the lines of, what's the name of that event? Christiana does it every year where it's 24 hours of gaming. And it raises money. I think it's for the charity from...
Sick Kids Do Something.
Yeah, it's a sick... yeah.
My buddy that is a Twitch streamer, he does it.
People are screaming at their iPods right now, like, and their phones. They're like, come on, this is the name of it. But you could do something along those lines, you know, where it's like you tag up with a yearly event. And you get involved and do something like that. That would be amazing. Actually, we should do that with you.
So it's, again, I participated with it. I'm probably going to pronounce it wrong because it's Gaelic, but he goes by the Miss Niche. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sorry, Chris.
So this is what's going to happen right now.
Yep.
We're all going to stop talking. I'm going to say the name of the charity. And everybody's going to respond like we knew it all the time. And in editing, you, it'll be seamless.
I'm not.
I'm keeping this in, but that's okay. Do it anyway.
The name of the charity is Extra Life.
Right, Extra Life. That's exactly what I was talking about.
Of course. Sorry. Hi, Christiana.
Sorry, Chris.
Again, we participated in that. In her, she did, normally she does video gaming. And this past year, she did... tabletop. She spread it out over a weekend, but it was 24 hours of tabletop. That was cool. Go.
So yeah, things like that.
Yeah, that would be great.
But again, like right now, it's kind of like the high hanging fruit for me at the moment. So right now it's just make episodes and see where it goes.
Make episodes. Hope people listen. Hope they respond.
Yeah, and what's really cool about that with that type of organic content is... the fans will tell you what they like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And once you build an audience and they start telling you things, the audience will take you in places you never thought you'd go.
Mm-hmm.
If I thought that I would be a regular contributor on this podcast, I never imagined it. And, well, okay. It's not like there were fans clamoring, let's hear more of that tech guy and his opinions, because I like his drunken slurring on the microphone.
They do.
Yeah, but they don't say it.
In a roundabout way. But I will say, when I started Nutty Bites, I thought it was going to be a solo podcast. I thought it was going to be me on the mic. And that every now and then I might do this whole like nutty debate idea where I would get a panel of people to debate a topic. And that I thought I was going to have fiction. I was going to be doing some audio drama. I had all these different ideas of what was going to be going on. My podcast concept was not an evergreen type of situation, but it was more current events kind of a thing, and that I would be talking about things that were very much in the moment. And very quickly, that's not what people responded to, and that's not the part that I enjoyed as much. It ended up being the debates, the panel discussions that I really did start to enjoy. And the talking about what's going on in the world, that kind of slipped away. I only did fiction once. I actually bought a piece that I never produced. I'd still like to put that out there at some point. Generally, unless it's, I'm doing Dog Days, I don't podcast without somebody else these days.
Hi. She means me.
I mean you, and I mean Dave, and I mean Jason, and Shane, and everybody else that comes on. I love getting guests, and especially when I've got somebody that's new who's never been on the podcast before. But yeah, I probably wouldn't have called it Nutty Bites had I known what it would have become, because I really thought it was just going to be me and a microphone. That's not the case. So it'll be really interesting to see what yours develops into.
Just wait till you get 3 million subscribers and you're still trying to describe yourself as not so legendary.
Yeah, that's that would be fun.
Well, how many people are currently on the planet?
7.5 billion.
So when I hit 7.6, I'll change the name.
Okay. Deal.
And with that, you can find the Not So Legendary podcast at...
It is on Facebook and Twitter. Again, it's if you use the handle, the at symbol, NS Legend NP, that should bring you to, if on Twitter and Facebook, you can find it. On Facebook, though, if you really want to type out the Not So Legendary Nerd Podcast, it will take you to the fan page. Just look for the Bleeding Ink Pocket and Tie. That is the logo. Or you can just go to the website notsolegendary.ca and it'll have all the links to everything where you need to go.
Yes, and that is notsolegendary.ca because this is a Canadian podcast with not 30% Canadian content 100. Like mine. 100. Actually, I think it's got to be like 120% Canadian content right here.
NotSoLegendary.ca. Apply directly to the forehead. NotSoLegendary.ca. Apply directly to the forehead. NotSoLegendary.ca. Apply directly to the forehead and groin.
Ouch. Thanks, Dave.
Also, on that note...
On that note.
The website is also tablet and mobile friendly. So if you are listening to this on the phone and you want to check out the website, it will work on your phone.
The viruses that you download are intended and counted as features. So please enjoy... Share and enjoy.
#kidding not kidding.
And we want to make sure that we thank our patrons, Big Daddy Jason, Big Daddy Jax, Andy Luke, Susanna, Shane, Beth, Grig, The Radical Geek, Steven, Susan, Lynette, Melissa, Harold, Ian, Rich, Patrick, Ken, Kinsey, Mike, Aurora Lee, Dagny, and often, Nick. Thanks so much, everybody, and we'll see you in a couple weeks.
I'm Jen, and this is Jason.
And you should be listening to the Talk Nerdy to Me podcast. That was a promo.
Promo? You didn't even tell them they could find us on Facebook.
Where? You mean at... Facebook.com/nerdytome?
Yes, and what about their website?
TalkNerdyToMePodcast.com?
Yes, but you didn't tell them.
Oh, TalkNerdyToMePodcast.com?
Exactly! That would be a promo.
Luckily, I was recording.
Were you? Aww.
Would you like another beverage before we start?
Of course. But of course.
But of course.
The burgers. So, options.
Don't give him another dead elephant.
No, I have the Mad Tom or the Guinness.
I'll try that Mad Tom.
Oh, no, wait, what's this?
What is that?
Oh, yeah, this is a different one. I thought it was a Guinness, but it's not. So, we have Mad Tom or the, this is a lighter one. It's a Golden Beach Pale Ale.
How horrible can that be? 4.5.
Yeah, Mad Tom, where are we at?
6'4".
Yeah, Mad Tom's good. It's in my belly. Yum, yum, yum.
That's a nice Foley.
Cheers, sir.
Cheers, sir.
I'm still on my first cider. Ma'am? Boy. I know this ma'am business.
She got ma'amed the other day at Aikido.
I don't care.
I mean,
I mean,
Try that.
All right, let's see.
Like citrusy. It's nice. It's like free.
No, that has a good... It's an interesting smell.
It's quite bitter, but it's got...
Ooh. I was not expecting that flavor. That's very mild.
If you can find, like, the summer ales...
Yeah.
A lot of them are like that. They have, like, a peach flavor. Yeah. Mm. Things like that.
Sawdust City Golden Beach Pale.
Yeah, I bought a Loblaws.
So the...
Yeah.
The brewery in Fredericton would make a, what do you call it, melon head. So they used, it was an all-natural beer, but they used a natural watermelon extract.
Watermelon beer is so good.
And the guy when he was taking us on the tasting tour, the one lady asked, when are you going to make more beer like the Melonhead? When are you going to make more beer for women? He's like, I don't make beer for women. I make beer.
And yeah.
Women
for
like
people
it,
that like beer.
I make beer for people that like beer. And he says, but it's funny that you think that Melonhead is a beer that we brewed for women. Do you know who the biggest customers of the Melonhead are? It's guys in tank tops and visors driving drop-top Jeeps who come up to the store and go, yo, give me another case of that Melonhead, bruh. Love that.
Potato.
Bruh.
Before we start, put your headphones on, see if you can still hear Fred, because it looks like the mic is at his chest.
No, it fell.
Yeah.
The mic's having issues.
Your mic is not able to perform.
We'll
fix it this way. Hang on.
No, see, it's fine. All I have to do is sit like this and it's okay.
Let me adjust this. Hang on.
Oh, that's why.
That's not tired enough?
Well, it's just I'm gonna adjust this.
I got it.
Alright, you adjust and then we'll just make this come this way so it's actually coming down.
Make this tighter.
Oh, that'll work too.
Get all the snow where you do.
Alright. Are you sitting comfortably? Let's begin. Oh, that's lovely.
We could use that as a swear filter instead of Steve.
What, just the belching?
Instead of Steve saying burrito.
Burrito. Taco.
So yeah.
Unnecessary.
Well, just like the show is explicit.
Are you? Okay.
Just because the conversation I had, it's the content I may cover.
Okay.
Because, mm-hmm. like, there's some comics, old comics, you don't want the kids to know about.
Yeah.
So I just...
So there's a thing called Fist of the North Star.
So we'll get into that.
Let your 8-year-old watch.
So I want to put this on my feed, so okay. We're not going to swear in this, but we can talk about, you know, my whole thing is... it's for 13 years old and over. I don't do swears. I will talk about some things that might be like the MPIA would say belongs in rated R. Like I will talk about sexuality and I will talk about things of that nature, but that's just life. I don't think that that's explicit.
Yeah, we did a whole show on censorship.
Yeah. I listened to it, yeah.
So whenever we're talking about Tom Sawyer and Huck Finn, we have to mention N-word Jim because we won't say the other word.
N-word Jim.
N-word Jim.
Well, no, because when I was going through Feedburner,
yeah.
And looking through everything, when I came to the explicit thing, it's like, do you think your podcast is like a PG-13, 14A movie? I'm like, yeah. It's like, you should click explicit. I'm like, okay. So, yeah, no, like, my thing is I'm going to try to avoid the profanity, but if it happens, it happens.
Yeah, I'm not clean, but I'm not explicit, so that's my
line. Did you get your poster signed by all four girls?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. So you met Lindsay Tuggy? Lindsay Jones?
Lindsay Jones, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Fan Expo last
year. We are enemies now.
Yeah, because I walked in, I'm like, hi, Lindsay. I'm like, hello. And then Barbara Duncan was at the end. Yeah. Because it's just her voice. Lindsay
puts on a voice. Yeah.
They all put on the voice. Mm-hmm. But when Barbara's like, hey, what's up? I'm like, hey.
It's Yang.
It's Yang.
Yeah, it's okay. All right. Oh, you gotta be kidding me. This card is broken.
The card is broken.
Yeah, the card is full, but it's a 24-hour card. Womp womp. Failure already.
But we have a secondary.
We
have a secondary, but...
So, Nani, keep on talking.
We'll edit all of this out.
We'll just have, like, a little bit of... less than stellar audio. Because this is not going to be from here. This is just picking up the room. So now Dave is changing.
This will make it into the cutscenes.
So how much did we lose?
No idea.
Deleted scenes. Stupid mouth noises.
And we're back.
And I should mention that depending on what feed you're listening to this on, you may have less quality audio because we're recording on two devices. Dave is recording using the microphones, and I've just got my H2 here just in case things like this happen. So you might hear a little difference in quality. But yeah, so you go by many names.
Whatever.
Edit. All right. Well, that's a wrap, I think. And by the way, I just want to thank you, Dave, for having us. This might go in the like blooper reel, whatever. But I do want to say that I did enjoy of your alcoholic beverages.
Well, how else do you do this?
Well,
no, if you're not doing this at least 3 out of 10.
I generally am not 3 out of 10.
No.
But, you know, a nice cider from the Blue Mountains on a nice Saturday afternoon, that's pretty cool.
And I'll thank you, Nutty and Tech, for the beginning of this roller coaster. Mm-hmm. That is the podcast.
We're the influencers.
When you get swatted for the first time, I was never here.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, love you, bye-bye.
Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution No Commercial Non-Derivatives 3.0 International License. That means you can't change it without my permission. You can share it and send it to your friends. Just link back to me, my site, and everything. We live at nimlas.org, which has links to everything social media, including facebook.com/group/nuttybites and patreon.com/nukejoss, or call 347-Nutty42.